This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx. Robert Half research indicates that 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Their specialized recruiting professionals engage with their proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
We get support from UC Davis, a globally ranked university working to solve the world's most pressing problems in food, energy, health, education, and the environment. UC Davis researchers collaborate and innovate in California and around the globe to find transformational solutions. It's all part of the university's mission to promote quality of life for all living things. Find out more at 21stcentury.ucdavis.edu.
This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars.
The five basic principles of flag design.
According to the North American Vexillological Association. Vexillological.
And vexillology is the study of flags.
Sexual law, that makes it sound weird.
Number one, keep it simple. The flag should be so simple that a child can draw it from memory.
Before I moved to Chicago in 2005, I didn't even know cities had their own flags.
Most larger cities have flags.
Well, I didn't know that. That's Ted Kay, by the way.
Hello.
Flag expert. Totally awesome guy.
I'm the editor of a scholarly journal on flags called Raven, a journal of vexillology.
And that first city flag I discovered in Chicago is a beaut. A white field, two light blue horizontal stripes, and four six-pointed red stars across the middle.
Number two.
The blue stripes represent the water, the lake and the rivers.
Use meaningful symbolism.
The red stars represent significant events in Chicago's history.
The design of the Chicago flag has complete buy-in with an entire cross-section of the city. It's everywhere. Every municipal building flies the flag. Every 20-year-old's messenger bag and hoodie has one. It's a distinct symbol of Chicago's pride.
When a police officer or firefighter dies in Chicago, it's not a United States flag on a casket. It's the city of Chicago flag. That's how deeply it's gotten into the city's civic imagery.
And it isn't just that people love Chicago and therefore love the flag. I also think that people love Chicago more because the flag is so cool.
A positive feedback loop there between great symbolism and civic pride.
So when I moved back to San Francisco in 2008, I researched its flag because I'd never seen it before in the previous 8 years I lived here. And I found it, I'm sorry to say, sadly lacking.
Well, let me start at the top.
Number one.
Keeping it simple.
So simple that a child can draw it from memory.
It's a relatively complex flag.
The main component of the San Francisco flag is a phoenix, representing our rising from the ashes after the great fires of the 1850s.
A powerful symbol for San Francisco.
I still don't really dig the phoenix. Design-wise, it has too many details and too many colors, and it doesn't really work at a distance. But having deep meaning puts that element in the plus column. Behind the large phoenix, the background is mainly white, but the flag also has a substantial gold border around it.
Which is a very attractive design element.
It does look pretty good. But here come the big no-nos in flag design.
No lettering or seals. Never use writing of any kind.
Underneath the phoenix, there's a motto on a ribbon that translates to gold in peace, iron in war. Plus, and this is the big problem, it says San Francisco across the bottom.
If you need to write the name of what you're representing on your flag, your symbolism has failed.
The United States flag doesn't say USA across the front, but the good news is this name thing might not be completely our fault.
A city flag in a state that has its own name on the state flag would tend to echo that.
Yep, the California bear flag says California Republic on it. So maybe we can blame this all on our capital city, Sacramento, which is awesome because I love blaming Sacramento for things.
I like to say that in every bad flag, there's a good flag trying to get out. Well, the way to make San Francisco's flag a good flag would be to take the motto off, because you can't read that at a distance. I would take the name off, and the border might even be made thicker, so it's more of a part of the flag. And I would just simply take the phoenix and make it a great big element in the middle of the flag.
But the current phoenix has got to go.
I would simplify or stylize the phoenix, depict a big wide-winged bird coming out of flame, emphasize the flame.
So next time you find yourself with a vexillologist, I am never going to say that word right. A flag expert, park yourself there. You're in for a good time.
By the North American Vexillological Association.
See, it's not just me. It's not just me.
99% Invisible is produced by me, Roman Mars, with support from Lunar. It's a project of KALW, the American Institute of Architects San Francisco, and the Center for Architecture and Design. To look at pictures of flags and a guide to how to design a good one, go to 99percentinvisible.org.
Reading minds is hard, but the good news is you don't have to. User testing helps you remove the guesswork and build products with greater confidence by including direct customer feedback at each stage of the product development process. This result allows you to quickly build experiences that meet changing customer expectations while minimizing risk and costly rework. With user testing, you have a trusted partner in experience research. We empower UX research, product, and design teams to make higher confidence decisions with human insights. Learn more today at usertesting.com/invisible.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay,
when the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone,
or you say,
hang it in there,
because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak,
then this is your sign to call, text, or chat 988 for free, confidential support, anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Everyone knows the holidays can take a toll on your bank account. If you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday treats they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. So say you are a podcaster. Squarespace has all the tools you need to create and sell your own online course in podcasting. Start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with the powerful built-in Fluid Engine editor. With Squarespace Courses, you can create engaging content your audience will love, then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or sell subscriptions. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace Courses. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/invisible to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/invisible.